This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. While I was at the Pork Expo this week in Springfield, I had a chance to visit with the business developer for the Illinois Livestock Development Group, Nick Anderson. Nick and I talked about pork production throughout the state and how much the industry has grown over the years. Nick, thanks for joining me today.
Great to be here. Glad you could join us and join in the festivities. And really, that's what it is here in Springfield. And great to be back in Springfield after a lot of years of absence. But the same pork producers and same great camaraderie among everybody here.
I've been hearing that story from a lot of people. Everyone's excited to be back in Springfield. Yesterday, you spoke at the annual meeting. Tell us what you were talking about there.
Well, Illinois pork producers are part of the Illinois Livestock Development Group. And when we look at farmers that are building new or expanded hog farms, they go through the Livestock Management Facilities Act. And if you've never been through that, sometimes you need a little guidance and know what to do. So the way we keep track of progress and infrastructure, we count notices of intent. So last year in Illinois, through all the species, we did about 125 notices, and usually about 70% of those are pork. And when I kind of add that up with finisher barns and sow units, Illinois reinvested in the pork industry with new infrastructure of over $40 million. And by the way, we've done that the last 20 years or so. So when you think about rural development and economic opportunity, livestock provides that, and sure, in Illinois, the pork industry does that and has done that for a long, long time.
You mentioned before we started the interview, you see barns going up maybe in one county, and you think, oh, there's a new barn, and then you see it in another place, but that adds up throughout the state, obviously, from those numbers.
It does, and what leads to that is really we're number one and two in soybean and corn production, and we are the low-cost producers out here in the market across all species. So there's a great place to do business. It makes sense to put consumption, our biggest livestock is the biggest consumer of grain products, put it right down the road. And by the way, we get a little manure value with that. And what we have seen with hogs, a lot of contracting opportunities where we'll call them integrators or companies own the pigs and the feed, and a farmer owns the buildings and the labor and manages the nutrients. And that we have seen over time, that is able to bring young people back to pork production, avoid some of that risk of the up and down in the market because somebody else owns that, and fix their capital cost, and it really helps bringing young people back, especially with escalated input costs and escalated farmland prices. Pork production and livestock production in general can help bring the next generation back and establish an equity position, and then somewhere down the road they can expand on that. So that's a great opportunity that we see out here.
And is that what the trend you're seeing is? You said we've expanded, so is that mostly bringing the younger generation back to the farm?
Well, I think it is a part of that trend. Part of it is really bringing livestock back to where it makes sense, cost of production and efficiencies and utilization of our resources. And youth, the younger generation, is sure part of that thinking. And I'd say the last 5 or 10 years, you know, agriculture's been pretty profitable. We've seen a lot more young people coming back to agriculture, and it might have always been a little more agronomic or genetic through corn and soybean genetic type stuff, but livestock has always done that. It's kind of labor intensive sometimes, and it's a choice, but here the last 5 years we've seen a real emphasis on that, bringing the next generation back through livestock production because of elevated input costs on the other parts of agriculture.
Do you think we're going to continue to see this expansion? I know that's at least the hope.
It sure looks like that. We're always looking at that next corn crop that's going in. And, you know, that pendulum swung with corn prices and grain prices where it was really rough on livestock. Now that pendulum is sure swung back, not quite as far as where it started, but still grain guys are under some pressure. And what livestock does is it helps basis. Because if we're that consumer in the marketplace and we're consuming that grain, we see in larger livestock areas where corn basis is better because we're consuming that and it's not getting to the river. Once it gets past our farm gate to the river and the export market, we're at the mercy of those guys, whether it's manipulation or transportation or basis, that we don't keep that advantage in our home county. So it really is a widespread process that if you have more livestock, there's a lot of other benefits that come with it, not just the farm and the equity there, but all the other resources that go with it, with feed manufacturing, transportation, utilities, employment. So there's some real positives with livestock in any species.
Well, if someone listening to this is interested in expanding their operation, what's the best way to get a hold of you for questions?
Well, there's several ways. You can work through your commodity organization, beef, pork, or dairy, and even some poultry in Southern Illinois. Your local Farm Bureau is a great place to resource, or come right to our website at illinoislivestock.org. And I just live outside of Springfield. You can always call me any time of the day, 217-622-7491. And usually if I can answer it, I will.
Once again, that was my conversation with Nick Anderson at the Illinois Pork Expo in Springfield on Wednesday. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bolt.